At St Alfred's, we have not done any formal giving campaign or stewardship campaign since 2002. And so I apologise to you if you're here this morning and you're a visitor. You could have come any time probably in the last 7 years and you wouldn't have heard much about our finances. And we've done that on purpose because I and the leaders had felt that while we were asking people to donate to the building costs, we couldn't really ask people to consider giving more to our regular ministries. So we've simply kept you informed through periodic messages in contact and through the regular reporting at the annual general meeting. Back in 2002, I began asking members of St Alfred's to give to our building project, which I had called Building for Mission. At that stage, I asked people to consider giving over and above what they were already giving to support our church's ministries. So this was extra money I was asking people to give towards the church, and I asked people to make sacrifices in order to do that, and many of you have. In case you're here this morning and you don't know our history, I've had the unenviable task of asking the people of St Alfred's to give towards our building project not once, not twice, and boy, that second time was hard, but three times I have had to do that. And as St Alfred's has grown, each of those three occasions allowed newer members of the church to get something of the vision and to be part of that and to have an opportunity to join in financially. And that's been a great journey as I look back in hindsight. It was hard work at the time, but it certainly has been a great journey. And each time that I asked you to consider giving generously, you have responded outstandingly. Since 2003, the people of St Alfred's have donated nearly $2 million towards our project called Building for Mission. Today, you are sitting in chairs that have been paid for with that generosity. Out in the creche, there are parents and children who are there enjoying that space because of your generosity. You can all see and hear, and we're all in a nice warm space because of that generosity. You can hold gatherings and meetings in our new meeting rooms because of that generosity. Children and teenagers can run and yell very loudly in our refurbished hall because of that generosity. You will all be served morning tea in a new spacious foyer which won't give you a headache, unlike our previous foyer, because of that generosity. You can all use indoor toilets because of that generosity. Yes, hallelujah. With hot water as well. People of all ages can come to this church and learn about Jesus because of that generosity. And I want to applaud you for your generosity, for your faithfulness, and for your trust in me and the other leaders of St Alfred's. And I think this deserves all of us to applaud and thank each other for that. The book of Proverbs tells us that God blesses us when we are generous. In Proverbs 22, verse 9, it says, "The generous person will themselves be blessed." And Proverbs 28:20, "A faithful person will be richly blessed." We know deep inside us that it is good to be generous. We actually feel that. And when we are Christians, we know that it is good to give towards God's work. We are blessed when we are generous with our finances. It's something that we feel as much as anything. Generosity is a sign of Christian maturity. When you're generous, you are saying to yourself, "I know that what I have is not actually mine. I didn't bring it into the world when I was born, and I won't take it with me when I go. It's only given to me for a little while, and it's been given to me by God." When you're generous with what God has given you, you are showing Christian maturity by using it generously. In fact, you only have to cast but a glance at riches and they are gone. Just put up the next slide, please. Cast but a glance at the riches and they are gone, for they'll surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Aren't we learning the truth of that proverb in these present financial times, when not only are people at a personal and individual level seeing things disappear, but even big financial institutions like banks and insurance companies are flying off into the sky and disappearing. Wise Christians know that what we have will not last forever, so by supporting God's work, we know that we are storing up treasure in heaven, treasure forever. And the treasure, I believe, that we store up in heaven is the treasure of changed lives. There will be people in heaven because you have given generously to support not only this church, but other Christian ministry. That treasure of changed lives will last forever. St. Alfred's is full of generous and wise people who know that supporting God's work here and in other places has an eternal benefit. You've done the cost analysis, and you know that when you give generously to God's work, the benefit is for eternity. When you give money to St. Alfred's, you are giving money that is helping build up a treasure in heaven of changed lives. Your money helps all those kids in creche and Sunday school and Pulse learn about Jesus. The money you give helps us to employ staff who will lead and equip other leaders, leaders whose lives then are changed as they serve and see other people's lives affected by their leadership. Your money helps adults who live in a busy and complex world come and hear eternal truths week in and week out from God's word. Your money helps build a Christian community where people are cared for and looked after while they go through this often damaging life. Proverbs 11:25 says, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." So your generosity refreshes others and blesses others, and God in turn blesses you and refreshes your spirit as you see the outworking of this. As your senior minister, it's partly my responsibility to give you an opportunity to give, and I've given you many opportunities over recent years. But it's also my responsibility to commend you and to thank you, and that's what I'm doing this morning. I want to thank you for your generosity. It is a privilege to be the senior minister in a church which expresses its faith in such a tangible way. The Apostle Paul says, "God loves a cheerful giver," and I know that many of you have experienced great cheerfulness, great joy, as you have given generously towards God's work. I remember a number of years ago when I first tried to get rid of a previous debt, asking everyone to give, and I received a letter in the mail from one of the dear saints, dear older saints at St. Alfred's, and it said, "Peter, I wish there was more here." I always get emotional when I think of this. Sorry. "I wish there was more here, but I love my church, and this comes with all my love." Do you know how much was in that letter? There was only $20. Now, I will never, ever forget that. It wasn't the amount of money, was it? It was the spirit and the heart, the genuine sort of just generosity and love that came out through that lady who's now gone to be with her Lord. I'm trying to encourage you, so I've got to get my act together here. Some people here deserve a big round of applause because St. Alfred's is served by a wonderful group of people who oversee our finances. I'm going to name some people here, and I apologise if I embarrass you, but you deserve some commendation. Our present church wardens, Malcolm White, Georgina Kayard, and Janet Bunnell. Our treasurer, Judith Russ. The finance committee that's been set up by the vestry board, which includes Judith, Doug Petering, and Bill Murkett, who spoke earlier in the service. Each month, the other members of the vestry board join with them to discuss the church's finances, and we pray every vestry meeting and thank God and never take the generosity of this church for granted. Heather Mitchell in the office does much of the administration, paying bills, dealing with all the electronic funds transfers, and keeping all the building permission documents in order. Doug Mitchell is the chairman of the building permission project team, spent many hours looking at the figures for that. And there are numerous volunteers every week who take up the offering and then during the week count it. Let's thank those people. They are great people. All of that work is done diligently, carefully, and prayerfully. Many times in recent years, I and the church leaders have felt a tension. The tension is that we know God is generous, and we know God has vast resources at his disposal, and we want to believe that God will meet all our financial needs as a church. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, many of these people are quite savvy financially. They have the misfortune of either being in the banking world or being accountants or whatever, and they understand balance sheets. So part of the tension is they know what financial risk smells like and looks like. So on the one hand, yes, we want to be faithful Christian leaders, and on the other hand, we want to be responsible and careful. And that tension is felt even more when you're handling public money. It's not your own. You can be as generous or as foolish as you want with your own money. It's only your own life that's going to be affected. But when we're handling money for a whole group of people, we feel that weight very deeply. So we've had to many times stop and pray and ask God what is both the faithful and the prudent thing to do and try and find our way forward. Now, I can assure you that St. Alfred's is at present and has been in the past blessed with faithful, prudent and generous leaders. The fact that we're sitting here today is proof of that. Proverbs 22:4 says, "Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honour and life." And I honestly think that there has been a lot of humility and fear of the Lord in St. Alfred's over these years. And I actually think at the moment we're experiencing God's blessing in terms of honour and life, that we are seeing the church growing, and we're seeing people literally walk in off the street to check us out. We're seeing our congregations grow. We're seeing lots and lots of people at Alpha. We're seeing lots of children and teenagers, and all our ministries to men, women, and children and teenagers are very active. I believe God is blessing us and honouring us for our risk-taking and our generosity. We have lots to thank God for. Bill Murkett earlier in the service explained our financial situation to you, so I won't go into that in any great detail other than to summarise what Bill said. We have two major costs. One is the cost of providing ministry each week, which runs nearly to $8,000 a week. Secondly is the ongoing costs for this building, for which we've taken out a significant loan. Now, I've already expressed my thanks to those of you who've been giving generously to the work of the church up till now. But if you aren't giving generously and regularly, then can I encourage you to take home all the material you've been given and to prayerfully consider it. Don't be like Alice and Harold. Take your time and give it some due consideration, and if you're married, talk about it together and pray about it. St. Alfred's doesn't have any other way of paying its bills than through your generosity. We don't have any trust funds or commercial enterprises that add any money into our bottom line. So when you go home, I'd like you to consider those two areas of cost. our weekly costs of running St Alfred's. Many people give to that by EFT or credit cards. Many still use envelopes. Some give cash and cheques through our Sunday offering. Secondly, the building permission costs. Again, you can give electronically or via the Sunday offering. In order to receive a tax-deductible benefit for that, you need to clearly make sure that any money given to our building fund is written as St Alfred's School Building Fund. The tax department gave us full tax deductibility some years ago because so many of our activities have an educational purpose, and that fund's name reflects that. So please take all that material away and give it due consideration. Be aware, if you want to get tax deductibility for this year, anything you give to the St Alfred School Building Fund must be with Heather by June the 30th, and she will then issue tax receipts in July. Proverbs has a lot more to say about money and wealth and riches and poverty than I have done justice to this morning. But let me leave you with one last verse from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. It says, "Honour the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine." Very earthy image. Honour the Lord with your wealth. If you just go back, there you go. Honour the Lord with your wealth. That's the basic teaching of Proverbs and the basic teaching of the Bible. When you honour God with the money that you have, he will bless you. Maybe not with overflowing vats of new wine, but with all sorts of blessings, some of which I've described this morning. I personally have been blessed by being the minister of a church that is generous. I feel that. I know it. It's something that I rejoice in. And I meet so many ministers who are not ministers in generous churches, and it really affects them. I've personally been blessed. I hope you have been blessed by being part of a generous church, so that when you see that together, we can achieve much more than you'd ever expect that we could do. And I hope that you will honour the Lord with what you have and receive God's blessing. Together we can bless others by being generous. Thank you for being a generous church. God bless you.